Hello everyone, welcome to Random Tales, episode 8. It's going to be the final episode. I don't know what I'm going to do next in podcast world. Who knows, you know. Check out Feline Cake Party, my sketch show. It's on YouTube. If you want to check out my Twitter, it's at IanTodd82. Recently I saw, you know, like a Guy Fawkes sort of stuffed figure thing in a garden in the middle of summer. That was weird. I was thinking, what's going on there? They're a bit previous, aren't they? You know, getting the guy out ready in the middle of summer. I don't know what that means. What are there some sort of alternative religion where the guy comes out in the summer? I don't know. Didn't want to ask. I told my mum recently about random conversation. My mum turned around to me and said, I don't get people who practice all that M&S stuff, you know, with whips and chains. What do you say to that? Do you know what I mean? What do you say? Sorry, it's not it's S&M, you know. It's not a conversation you want. You just let them say it. And if they keep talking about Marks and Spencers in that way, hey, it might get the sales up. Who knows? Back in the day, I've always liked synth pop 80s music and stuff like that. And someone said, oh, yeah, do you fancy doing a bit about your club night and stuff? Because you should do a club night in Newcastle. And so I said, oh, so we're gonna do this photo shoot and stuff like that. And then it was going to be in the middle of town. Then it was going to be near the quayside. And then ended up in Tynemouth, which is a nice coastal place on North Tyneside. And I hadn't realised, but we're going to just get the clothes as we went along. And the clothes I got was basically Duran Duran circa Rio. So I was on... I went down to Tynemouth Beach and got in my normal clothes and then went to a pub toilet, changed into Ian LeBow as we went along. So I went on Tynemouth Beach. It wasn't warm or anything like that. Just posing with kind of fancy, looking like I was having a fancy cocktail. I wasn't, but it was very good. But if anyone saw us that day, I do apologise because I was wearing some pretty naff 80s fashion. Apologies. Sometimes when you watch too much of a TV programme, it kind of seeps into your brain and you start thinking like that. There was a time where I was watching quite a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm and someone said, someone recently died in my family. I went, oh, right. And they started talking about them and all that sort of thing. And for some reason, I said, was it a good death? Don't know why I said that. And to this day, don't know where it came from, and the response was puzzlement. And where'd you go with that? I just made me excuses and left. It's the same as the news as well. The news always say, oh, God, he was known locally as. And they always say, oh, you know, he's a lovely man. You know, he wouldn't hurt anyone. You know, I want someone to say he was a bastard. He was an awful man, just leave him. You know, I'm glad he's dead. Ba-dum. You know, that'd be fantastic. That'd be refreshing news, you know. I was once on the train and I didn't realise it, but to skip ahead, it was going to be a person who I was going to end up working with at a new job. So I'm on the train and sitting there. You know, it was probably about 2.5 hours on the train. So after about an hour and a half, I felt something on my leg and I was thinking, what's that, you know? And the bloke who was opposite us was the sort of person who was about my age, but he kept talking to everyone, like, randomly. Oh, so where are you going, you know? That's a nice bag. Random stuff, right? And I thought, what's that? Turns out he had his feet up on my legs. So I instantly pushed him away, and he suddenly woke up and, the cheek of that, putting your feet up on someone, you know? But it didn't end there. When I got the job interview, he was there, he pulled up all the time, sitting opposite them, you know. We'd been put in opposite each other on purpose and all that, but no, I didn't realise that. End of the interview, right, we'll let you know, brilliant, blah, blah. He goes in for the double kiss and the hug. You don't do that, you don't do a double kiss and a hug, you know. There's a character on Seinfeld who was a close talker, played by the guy who was in Beverly Hills Cop, and... I thought, yeah, it's a good comedy premise, but it doesn't happen in real life. It does, all right? So I was walking along, and I stupidly was on the bit closest to the road. So I'm basically just, like, walking along and all that, chatting this bloke, and then I suddenly realise he's a close talker. He actually moved gradually across the curb. I ended up on the road trying to get away from him. He was that close, much of a close talker. And every time I would give a distance, you know, you have to have like a safe distance away from someone. It was a bit of a nightmare. I quite like talking to them, but I would talk over like across the bar, you know, very loudly, just shouting, just so he didn't get in my face, you know. I was once doing stand up, and it was a classy venue, and they said there was a big sign that said, the loser downstairs, and you go, all right. So you go upstairs to do your set and all that, and there's a toilet in there. That's weird. And it said, go to the floors on the ground floor, because this toilet has no floor. So, yeah, that's classy, you know. I went to another venue when I was DJing, and water was pouring out of the toilet doors, trickling through. So that was classy, you know. Classy places, you know. When I was in junior school, we used to play football with a tennis ball, you know, as everyone did. And one day we kicked the ball over, and we're waiting for it to come back, and someone shouted, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! What have you done? What's the problem?" I said, "Oh, you kicked down me shop." They had real stock, apparently, and they'd made this make-believe shop that didn't actually exist. Stupidly, next to a football pitch. Idiots. I was once doing stand-up, and I think it was in Durham, and every time an order would come from downstairs for food and that, it would ping in the middle of your stand-up. So it would be like you'd be in the middle of doing something, and then you'd be ping, 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 and people would kind of like look over, that's me, number 14, blah. And then they'd go over and they'd go, "Oh, do you want tomato sauce? Do you want brown sauce? Blah, blah." Right in the middle of your set. And it was very close to the actual way you're standing. You basically would have to incorporate it into your set, or just end up just having some chips while you're playing, you know. Much easier. One of the big social etiquette things is, do you tell someone if they've got toilet roll on their foot? It's a big question for people. And it happened to me, I should have told someone, but I didn't. But they're actually quite, not famous, but you know, they're quite well known in the Northeast. And I didn't tell them. And I regret that now, that they walk around with toilet roll on their shoe. But I have learned a lesson, because someone did actually have, will walk around with a price tag on the back of their head. And I told them. So, that, you know, I've learned my lesson anyway, so, you know, that's good, isn't it? I never remember if I've told this story before, but I'll just say it again anyway. Imagine the scene. Waterloo Station, London. Packed. And I was going to meet up with a fellow comedian. That was, I meant to say fellow comedian there, but then I realised she was a girl, so. In London. So, say 12 o'clock meet-up, so. Get there for 12 o'clock, nothing. Get a text saying running late. Pretty standard. 12:15, this woman comes up to us, who I've seen a picture online, and she's got a tea towel wrapped around her hand with blood pouring out of it, dripping everywhere. And she tries to shake my hand with the other one. Said, "I just got overenthusiastic cutting a lemon." Turns out she was a nutcase, and she tried to hold my hand and stuff as we were walking Waterloo Station. And she was telling us all about her other hand and stuff like that, with it still dripping around. You could basically, it was like, you know how sometimes people put sweets down to find out where they are, and for a trail or something like that. It was a trail of blood around Waterloo Station. So I basically just said, I've got to go. And then I ran off and jumped over and just got straight down. Even when I was trying to get through the tube thing, trying to swipe my Oyster card, she was still hovering about. So, yeah, she was a bit weird. And I'm going to end on something which really happened, sadly. Actually, all these things have really happened, so I wouldn't like to think that it hadn't. Went to a venue in Sunderland on a night out, and saw someone I hadn't seen for years, had a good chat with them. As I was leaving, went up them, don't know why, when she was a bit drunk, I just went for a kiss on the head, kissed on the head, and looked at her, and then just walked off as if to say, I don't know what that was, if I felt like some sort of vicar or something. Thanks very much for listening to Random Tales. I'll be back soon with more podcast delights. Check out Feline Cake Party on YouTube and at Ian Todd 82 on Twitter. Thank you. Bye.